Of the human family. Greetings, my dear, wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family. This is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program. And today's recording date is Sunday, January the 26th, 2014. So when we stand up for this truth, and this justice, and this righteousness, and this freedom, and this justice, and this equality, many times we'll see, sometimes our own friends and family will turn their backs on us. He says, they shall separate you from their company and reproach you. Reproach, upbraid, reproach, revile. Let's see what revile is. Revile is defined as criticize in an abusive or angrily insulting manner, to castigate, to denounce. Looking at Dr. King again, look at how those same government people, those same newspapers and magazines began to revile and denounce and talk nasty and disgusting about our dear departed brother and elder and ancestor, Dr. King. To upbraid means to find fault with, to scold, chastise, chide, lambaste, scold, berate, reprimand. So these words describe how the method is used to talk so bad about someone who's standing up for truth that maybe that one will cease to stand again. To shame. That word has to do with shaming someone. Sometimes that person standing up may have faults. Dr. King had faults. And so the FBI and those in government began to threaten Dr. King that they will expose his faults before the world, began to expose those faults to his wife, hoping to shame Dr. King and maneuver Dr. King into remaining quiet and being quiet about the plight of poor working class masses of people. So what we are saying is that we have faults. We guard against our faults. We may make mistakes. We may plan things that we shouldn't plan and afterwards regret it. But guard against our faults. Don't fall into pits and traps. The FBI, the CIA will send people into your way to trap you, to trap us. Because when we stand up with this truth and we begin to garner influence and support, those in power want to do anything they can to destroy our work on behalf of poor working class masses of people. It says, they shall reproach you and cast out your name as evil. Wow. This is so interesting. Cast out of the world, deprived of the power and influence he exercises in the world. A thing, excrement from the belly into the sink, to expel a person from society, to banish from a family. So this is the work that is done by those in power to to maneuver us into ceasing standing up for the people, because now we're being cast out. Now our families are banishing us. Now our friends are banishing us. Now people are talking so bad about us, making us to seem like we are a disease. But if we're doing this for the sake of the Son of Man, if we're doing this for the sake of the Messiah, if we're doing these works on behalf of Yahushua, and because we want to see the cause of liberation, we are suffering in account of and for the sake of the liberation of the human family. Well, sisters and brothers, verse 23 says, rejoice in that day, leap for joy. Great is your reward in heaven. Your reward is great in heaven. For in like manner did their fathers unto the prophets. Wow, this is deep. The reward in heaven. Let's hit that right quick. The word reward. Let's hear the pronunciation.
Strong's G 3408, Misthos. Misthos.
Misthos, Greek side 3408, is work and wages and hire. You can get rewarded for good and rewarded for evil. Rewards that God gives or will give upon good deeds and endeavors. Also, a reward, or I should say a payment of punishments to repay evil because of evil done. But we're talking about the good side here. So we're looking at men and women who have been deprived of land, wealth, resources, health, education, knowledge, and wisdom, overstanding, denied equal access to everything under the sun, denied equal access to everything in the universe. So the reward is great. The reward is expansive. And the reward is in heaven. Does that mean you have to go up into the so-called heavens to get your reward? Well, that would contradict the fact that Yahushua said the kingdom of God and the kingdom of heaven is within you, around you, among you, within your soul, here and now on this earth. So the heavens, this word is Eumenos, 3772. Let's hear the pronunciation.
Strong's G, 3772, Uranus. Uranus.
Uranus. Uranus, 3772, Greek side, means the vaulted expanse of the sky with all things visible in it. The universe, the world, the aerial heavens, sky, regions where the clouds and the tempest gather, where the thunder and lightning are produced. Just look at clouds. Look at water. Look at hydrogen and oxygen. Look at lightning and thunder. Look at electricity. Lightning is electricity. The stars and the sun are gases. It says the regions above the sidereal heavens, the seat of order of things, eternal and consummately perfect, where God dwells and other heavenly beings. What Jesus, Yahushua, is saying, that the heavens are science. The science of the heavens. The Africans are they who studied the solar science, lunar science, astral science, and planetary science. And we, as we work to free the human family, our reward for that work is in reality. reality in the scientific study of the sun, moon, stars, and planets, the scientific study of atoms, the scientific study of protons, electrons, neutrons, the scientific study of molecules, and how the whole table of elements is hydrogen. Hydrogen 1 and hydrogen 2 is called helium, but it's two hydrogens, two protons, two neutrons, two electrons, the whole table of elements, hydrogen. Study the science of the universe. Study botany. Study healing. Study medicine. Study the constellations. Study the Milky Way. Study in a scientific manner. And in that scientific study will be our reward. We will be able to access everything under the sun. Then he says, in like manner, their fathers, whose fathers? The fathers of they who are in power, the wicked ruling class and ruling families, their ideological fathers, and many times their bloodline fathers were persecutors of the prophets. The prophets were men and women who stood up for freedom, justice, and equality, and were persecuted night and day by they who are the ruling class and ruling families. So when they, the ruling class and families, begin to persecute us, it's the same that the prophets went through, the same that the messiahs of old went through, the same that the deliverers of old went through. Verse 24. But watch this now. Jesus is not playing with the wicked ruling class and families. Woe unto you that are rich, for you have your consolation. The word, let me see now. The word woe. Alas. Woe. Let's hear the pronunciation.
Strong's G, 3759, Uai. Uai.
Uai, Greek side, 3759, defined as woe. Let's see what woe is. Oh my goodness. Great sorrow, distress, misery, sadness, unhappiness, heartache, heartbreak, despondency, despair, depression, regret, gloom, melancholy. Jesus is telling the wicked ruling class and family, the wealthy wicked ruling class and families, Rome then, House of Rothschild today, that they will suffer all that they have caused the masses of the people to suffer. They will go into misery and sorrow and distress and sadness and depression and heartache and despondency, because you reap what you sow. You create a system of death, hell, and destruction. The universe will give you back what you and I put out. So we warn ourselves too. We're not exempt from such warning. We warn ourselves that we are to begin to think differently. We are to begin to think in ways that are opposite the thinking of the wicked ruling class. The word alas means an expression of grief, pity, or concern. So now we have concern for the wicked ruling class and ruling families. We don't want to see them suffer these calamities that they have caused the masses of the people to suffer. So what does Yahushua advise the rich and the wealthy? Stop oppressing people. Stop killing people. Stop destroying people. Or else you will go through woes and melancholy and heartbreaks and miseries. He says further in verse 24, for ye have received your consolation. The word consolation. Let me see the word received right quick. Received is defined as that which is enough, sufficient, that which is full. So the system that they have created, the wicked ruling class and the wicked ruling families, in which they have all manner of wealth, all manner of resources. We had another lesson dealing with a rich man who had everything, and the poor man Lazarus was at his gate, full of ulcers and sores. One of my beautiful sisters in Sunday school said that the ulcers and sores may have been so large that you could put a fist through the sores. So that Lazarus, which is a word that has to do with help, helper, in a time of need, Lazarus needed help. Lazarus needed health care. Lazarus needed medicine. Lazarus needed a living wage job. Lazarus needed an education. Lazarus needed a home to live in, land, property, resources to be able to use to live the type of life that the Most High would have him to live. Lazarus, if you look in that word Lazarus, you see Asar and Asaru. That is the original black man in Kemet, the original black woman Aset in Kemet. So we are understanding also, go back to Africa, go back to Kemet, go back to Ethiopia, study the systems, study the social capitalist systems of sacred masculine, sacred feminine unity to produce societies that are without crime, that are without bloodshed, without warfare, societies where there is full, complete love and friendship and camaraderie. So Lazarus was in need of all of that. But that rich man, that wealthy man, that oppressor cared nothing for Lazarus. And when they died, Lazarus was comforted in the bosom of Abraham. I believe that's chapter 16, I think, of St. Luke. This is teaching us that the poor, working class masses of the people, oppressed proletariat peoples, are in within their rights, our rights, to expect consolation. What does the word consolation mean? Consolation has to do with calling near, summons, importation, supplication, entreaty, exhortation, admonition, encouragement, to console, to comfort, to give solace, that which affords comfort or refreshments, the messianic salvation. So what we're talking about is the reality that the only reality that will comfort poor working class masses of oppressed people is that such condition is eliminated. That's what the scripture is trying to get us to understand. And the wealthy ruling class oppressor wicked, if they don't change their ways and join us to liberate the human family, then they have received all of their comfort in the fact that they live the comfortable life. But if they continue on that route, they will be destroyed, because you get what you give. You base your life on credit, and when your loving days are done, the checks you sign with the hugs and kisses later come back signed insufficient funds. If you don't give love, if you don't give hugs and kisses, if you don't give, you can't get anything. If you don't help somebody, you can't expect to receive help. You get back what you give out. So we warn ourselves that we must love one another and help one another and overcome all the animosities and the enmities and the hatreds, and begin to protect and love and uphold one another, and we warn the wicked ruling class and families. You suffer the doom and the vengeance of the Most High because of the system that you have created. Verse 25. Woe unto you, Jesus is not letting up. Wouldn't it be wonderful if our preachers and teachers could teach like this Yahushua Jesus that we say we love so much? Verse 25, chapter 6 in Luke. Woe unto you that are full, for ye shall hunger. He's warning Rome. He's warning Caesar. He's warning the Roman Senate. He's warning the rulers. He's warning the little punk puppets, elites, high priests, Sadducees, Pharisees, Herodians, and the little punk governors who do the bidding of Caesar, warning all of them. You eating fine now. You're living fine now. But the day is coming when you shall go without. He's talking like his mama. Remember Mama Miriam said that God will make the rich go empty. Mama Miriam was talking about the wicked, wealthy ruling class. Mama Miriam was talking about Rome and Caesar and the Roman Senate. Mama Miriam was prophesying the fall of the Roman Empire. Mama Elizabeth said the same thing, the mother of John the Baptizer. They sounded like Mama Hannah in 1 Samuel, who said the same thing, that the wicked ruling class and the wicked ruling families, their power will be utterly destroyed, and all poor working class masses of people will be empowered, and we will be raised, and this system will be done away with. Woe unto you that are full, for you shall hunger. Woe unto you that laugh now, for you shall mourn and weep. We're not happy. We are doing like Yahushua. We are the faithful warner to ourselves and the faithful warner to those in power, the wicked ruling class. They laugh now. They push our buttons. They cause Sudanese people to fight and kill one another. They cause Syrian people to fight and kill one another. They cause Iraqi people to fight and kill one another. They cause black, brown, red, yellow, and white to hate one another, join groups and preach hatred to each other and kill one another and destroy one another. And they sit back and they just laugh at us because of our disunity and our division and our hatreds. And we're destroying our own selves because we refuse, too many of us, to come out of the divisions, the hatreds, the animosities, the enmities, and they laugh. But the day is coming. See, watch this now. We have to think of this scientifically and analytically. If our division, destruction, and killing one another, poor working class masses of oppressed proletariat people, if that which we are doing to each other is causing laughter among the wicked ruling class and ruling families, and Jesus is saying there will be a day coming that they who laugh, the wicked ruling class and families, they who laugh will weep and mourn. This is teaching us that the system that is causing the laughter and the happiness among the wicked ruling class and families will be eliminated and done away with. Teach the babies and the children that and the youth that they must rise up above all the hatreds and the animosities. Teach the poor working class masses of the people that we have to forgive one another and climb over rivers of hatreds, rivers of animosities, enmities, and rivers of blood and rivers of emotions, and climb to one another to love one another and kiss one another and hug one another and Lazarus help one another. Asaru, help one another. Ezra, these words mean help in a time of need. When we, not if, but when we do this, that's going to cause the wicked ruling class to weep and mourn, because they love to see us divided so they can have control over our lives and control over land, wealth, and resources. He says, they shall mourn and they shall weep. Verse 26, woe unto you when all men speak well of you, for so did their fathers to the false prophets. So we got to be on guard that we don't love to hear the wicked ruling class and families speak well of us. Because if we are working so that the wicked ruling class and families may love us and speak well of us, we are in the vein and working of the false prophets. The word false prophets, one who acting the part of a divinely inspired prophet, utters falsehoods under the name of divine prophecies. These are individuals who lie and give fictitious narrative, who are full of deceit and falsehood, who only want to see the system continue as is, and they want to be in league with the wicked ruling class and families. And so they will say things that make the people think that those in power are working on our behalf, but it's a false prophecy. They want to say things that will cause us to continue to believe in the system. They want to say things that cause us to buy into the enmities and the hatreds and whatnot. They tell us that if we do this and do that, that our lives will be better. But all the while, falsehood. All the while, lying politicians. All the while, lying rabbis, lying imams, lying politicians, lying leaders, lying preachers. We just lie to cause ourselves to continue to buy into a dying system. So if we see that the wicked ruling class are love us and in love with us and speak well of us, are we acting in the way of the false prophets who prophesied falsely concerning the system to deceive the masses of the people? Let's take our next break, and I will see you on the other side of the break.